The murder of George Floyd is a very painful topic to discuss, and it raises a whole host of questions and issues ranging from police brutality to racism to violent and peaceful protests. Does this murder horrify us because it indicates how racism is on the rise in our country? Or are we simply shocked because we view ourselves as a cultured society, an open and tolerant society, and this murder simply indicates that perhaps we haven't really changed? Should we march arm in arm with Black Lives Matter when they have advocated for BDS in the past, and they have used the word genocide regarding Israel's treatment of Palestinians? As Jews, we have a lot in common with the African-American community, and we have every reason to sympathize with them. After all, we are reminded in the Torah so many times about the fact that we were slaves in Egypt. And why is that? Isn't the goal of this repetition to convey the pain of slavery and to convey that the pain of slavery will be forever etched in our memories? Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has written that the revolution of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the revolution of the Exodus, was not simply a revolution of monotheism. He argues that it was a revolution of consciousness because for the first time in world history, God was on the side of the weak, of the oppressed, of the vulnerable. We understand the persecution of the African-American community only too well because that is our history as well. And we are commanded to remember the history so that we can be a light unto the nations and fight hatred and bigotry and racism. At the same time, from what I have observed, our Jewish response to our persecution has at times been different than some in the African-American community. We do not engage in rioting, looting, and vandalism, whereas in some instances, this lawless behavior and even at times anti-Semitic behavior have accompanied protests in support of the African-American community. And this is something which Martin Luther King Jr. and I assume most civil rights leaders certainly did not endorse. So where do we go from here? I would like to make three suggestions. First, the section at the end of this week's parasha that discusses the repetition of the sacrifices, the karbanos of each nasi, of each tribal leader, teaches us a very powerful message. The Torah could have simply said that for 12 days, the following 12 leaders offered the very same sacrifice. But the Torah chose to list each tribal leader individually and his sacrifices individually, notwithstanding the fact that they were all identical. And perhaps the point is that, as the Midrash in Bamidbar Rabba suggests, each Nasi had a different motivation for what he offered, and therefore the offerings are listed separately, even though the Nasi of the tribal leaders offered the same sacrifice at the end of the day. Each leader had a totally different perspective, and each leader represented a different tribe, but at the end of the day, they all surrounded the Mishkan. At the end of the day, they all had a common vision. At the end of the day, they all had the same values. There is so much that they had in common, even if some of their perspectives were different. Most reasonable men and women of conscience believe that racism is wrong, that police brutality is wrong, that peaceful demonstrations are completely legitimate, that peaceful demonstrations are completely legitimate, that riots and looting are wrong, that there is racism in America, and that we need the police to protect us, and that we can always do better. At the same time, some of us only watch the peaceful protests on social media and focus on that, and some of us only watch the riots on social media and focus on that. This country is divided, even though we all agree about so much. And maybe we need to listen more to the other perspectives and see how we can accomplish all the wonderful goals that most Americans truly want to achieve. But we cannot do this if we are divided and if we are always pointing fingers at each other. We cannot do this unless we see ourselves as Nisim, as tribal leaders who may have different perspectives, but ultimately are similar to each other with regard to so many, and I would argue most, fundamental issues, basic fundamental issues about human rights in this country. Secondly, in 1959, Rabbi Lam, one of our community's towering leaders, who passed away earlier this week, delivered a drasha about the phrase, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, in the Birkas Kohanim, in the priestly blessing that we read in this week's parsha. The standard translation of the phrase is, May Hashem turn his countenance to you. And then the Torah tells us, V'yasim lecha shalom, that if Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, this will lead to shalom. This will lead to peace. And again, it is true that the standard definition, the standard translation of panav, is his countenance, his face, as it were. However, the Sfas Emes has a different interpretation of panav. It does mean God's face or countenance. But it could also mean penim, his internal attributes. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. May God turn his internal attributes, his essence to you. And that will lead to shalom, and that will lead to peace. Rabbi Lam notes that in order to reach the goal of V'yaseim lecha shalom, the goal of peace, we must achieve this sense of penim, this sense of inner worth, this sense of inner clarity. We achieve peace not through something external or superficial. We achieve peace that we so desperately seek in this country through penim, through digging down deep and achieving a sense of clarity of what is right and wrong, of working hard to get to the root of the problem. What are the underlying reasons of police brutality? Is it lack of training or adequate standards or serious consequences for failure to act appropriately? Is police brutality tied to racial profiling? Should we require all police officers to wear body cameras to create deterrence? More significantly, what are the underlying reasons for racism? Do we blame others for our own problems? Are we simply too quick to judge? And are we simply not exposed to the other? And therefore we form negative impressions of the other. If we want to solve these issues, we need to go to the penim. We need to tackle these issues in a very serious manner by digging beneath the surface and truly trying to understand the root of the problem. Finally, we require more than discussion. We require action. We as a community need to do more than simply have these conversations on Facebook or at the Shabbos table. It is safer, as Naim Latoa Rav Saratzke notes, that when someone commits a sin which requires a korban ashav, a guilt offering, the Torah states, v'hisvadu es chatasav, and they will confess their sins, v'heishiv es ashavo berosho, and he shall bring his korban ashav. And Rav Saratzke asks, why does the Torah switch from the plural, v'hisvadu, to the singular, the Heshiv? He suggests that when it comes to repentance and making changes, a lot of people are able to do the vidui and confess, even sincerely. But very few take the actions necessary to make a change. Vihisvadu, multitudes confess. But the Heshiv, only individuals actually change. And that's the question that we need to ask ourselves. We've watched the horrific murder of George Floyd. We've watched the peaceful demonstrations, and we've watched some of the violent demonstrations. But what are we going to do next? Are we going to take concrete steps to actually make change? Are we going to create opportunities to meet people who are different than us and start empathizing and start building relationships with the other? Are we going to actually protest and protest peacefully to show how it's done properly? Are we going to take actual steps to create the right environment to do more than vehisvadu, to do veheshiv? Are we going to move past conversations of assigning blame and telling what they should do, whoever the they is? And are we going to begin conversations on what we can do and then actually do it? I am searching for and welcome concrete suggestions of what our community can actually do and for volunteers to help us actually do it. We need to start to think in this direction. I am hopeful that using these elements from this week's Parsha, being like a Nasi, focusing on our similarities and not on our differences, and benefiting from each other's perspective in dealing with racism and police brutality, understanding the panim, the underlying rationale for these behaviors, and committing ourselves to take action, veheshiv, we can emerge from this tragedy as a more reflective, as a more accepting, and as a more tolerant nation, one where we all realize that each one of us was created, B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God. Have a wonderful Erev Shabbos.